Hello, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine, I'm your host, and actually welcome to a special Easter edition of Leap of Faith Podcast. We are in Holy Week, obviously it's Thursday, and so I'm going to be reading from two separate books today. I'm going to read from John chapter 13 and also from Mark chapter 14. So John is about Jesus washing the disciples' feet, and Mark will be about the Last Supper. You can also find reference to the Last Supper in Matthew, I believe it's 26, 17 through 30. Making my little notes here. So you can find it. They're almost identical. When I read both of them, they're like almost identical for whatever reason. I'm not sure why. But I felt like today we have to honor, Holy Thursday, Maundy Thursday. Some churches call it that. I'm not quite sure why they call it Maundy Thursday. Tried to look it up last night and I got distracted. Just going to be real. But I just felt like we needed to honor this day, especially where Jesus is washing the feet of the disciples. So your Bible verse of the day will come out of that, I believe. So just go with this today. I know we're supposed to be in 1 Kings chapter 13, but we're going to put that on hold until after Easter. And hopefully tomorrow, I believe I'll be able to record with Jeremiah tomorrow. And I think we're going to read about the crucifixion tomorrow. So we're keeping on track with honoring what is obviously the basis of our belief as Christians. You know, Jesus came to this world to die for our sins. And so these are the days. This is the week. A lot happened in 7 days, you know, from Sunday to Sunday, a lot happened. So this where we just need to pause for a second in our normal reading and do what we're, you know, just to give due honor to for what Jesus did for us. So I'm going to pray and then dive into our reading. So let's pray. Holy God, Heavenly Father, we are humbled by you, humbled by your magnificence and your love for us, love that we don't deserve, but you love us anyway. We are so sorry for our sins. We pray for forgiveness of our sins every day. But because of the blood of Jesus, we know that we are saved by the blood of his sacrifice. So Lord, thank you for sending him to this earth over 2,000 years ago. We are grateful for being our Savior. And Lord, we thank you for you being our Heavenly Father. All that you do, all that you provide for us, it's doesn't go unnoticed. And it is just something we're just grateful for. I know I am every day. I'm thankful for the car that doesn't start today because you gave it to us, and I praise you in the storm. And it's a tiny little storm having a car that doesn't start because I have another car that does start. So Lord, thank you. I'm thankful for the little things. We were supposed to praise you all things, and I do. So Lord, thank you. But of course, as always, most of all, we praise you for the sacrifice of your son, Jesus, the blood of the lamb. It's not about the bunnies, it's about the lamb, and we know that. So, Lord, thank you. I am so thankful for those who are out there listening, and I am thankful for those that you will send to listen. I pray blessings over them, especially during this week. I pray that those who didn't or haven't come to know Jesus will come to know Jesus. I know some of those people personally. I pray for them every day. Lord, come and reveal yourself in a mighty way to them so that it cannot be anything else but you. Lord, I just pray that you will show up just and show off because you deserve the honor and the glory and the praise, Lord. We want to magnify you. We want to make you bigger than you are. So, Lord, I am praying for the souls of those people that I know that I am desperate for their salvation, Lord. And I can't do it, but you can. If I am a tool to be used to help them, give me the right words to say and help me be that person. I don't want to be a stumbling block for anybody. And I want to be able to say the right words and be the right person. So help me to be who you want me to be. And I pray that for all those who are out there who are your disciples. I pray for each one of them who are being obedient to you and who want to be in your will. We all want to be in your will, Lord. And I just pray we are on the right path, doing the right thing, exactly what you want us to be doing. Lord, I open up this time in your word. We find your word precious, and it is just amazing how you unfold yourself to us. You show us who you are in every word, every page, every chapter, Lord. We thank you, and we invite you into this time in your word. Reveal to us what it is that you want for us to understand, and reveal yourself to us. We want to get to know you. We love you, Lord. We love you with all of our might, and we want to be who you want us to be. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Sorry, Holy Spirit got a hold of me there. I am so excited for today's reading, and I'm excited, because it just shows who Jesus was, and it shows exactly he wasn't just any man. He was God's son, and he is. He is the living, breathing Son of God, and we are so grateful for that. So thank you for allowing me this special edition of this podcast. So, all right, so I'm not going to delay any longer. So I'm going to read from John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. Jesus washes his disciples' feet. Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. It was time for supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand. Now you don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will." "No," Peter protested, "you will never, never, ever wash my feet." Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and head as well, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "A person who has bathed all over does not need to wash, except for the feet, to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you." For Jesus knew who would betray him. That is what he meant when he said, "Not all of you are clean." After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them." So, like I said earlier, it just sets the example of who we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be servants. We are supposed to be examples of who Jesus is. And, you know, we're not perfect. We lose our temper. We say things we shouldn't say. We, you know, make bad choices. You know, it's human nature. We can't be always perfect all the time. But Jesus is setting this example by washing the feet of his disciples. And it says to me that nobody in this world is above anybody else. It doesn't matter who, if you're famous or you've got money or you're in a high position, you're the CEO of whatever. Those people should be servants too. You know, there's a story that was told a long time ago at my old church where one of the bathrooms overflowed and the senior music minister of my old church got in there and was mopping up, you know, dirty toilet water off the floor because somebody had to do it and there wasn't anybody else there to do it. You know what? You know, he was a senior pastor. He was the head honcho of the music ministry, but there he was. And I believe I got the story right. I hope I did. If anybody out there is listening and remembers that story and I got it wrong, let me know. But anyway, it just goes to say, you know, nobody is too big for the, you know, to be able to do humbling work. And that's what we all need to learn from this. All right. So the next section is the Last Supper. And I'm going to read from Mark, what did I say, 14? What did I say? Mark 14, 12 through 26. And like I said, it's the same in Matthew 26, I believe. Okay, the Last Supper. So this is verse 12 through 26. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, Jesus's disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go to prepare the Passover meal for you?" So Jesus sent two of them into Jerusalem with these instructions. "As you go into the city, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him. At the house he enters, say to the owner, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciples?' He will take you upstairs to a large room that is already set up. That is where you should prepare a meal." So the two disciples went into the city and found everything just as Jesus had said, and they prepared the Passover meal there. In the evening, Jesus arrived with the 12. As they were at the table eating, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, one of you eating with me here will betray me." Greatly distressed, each one asked in turn, "Am I the one?" He replied, "It is one of you 12 who is eating from this bowl with me. For the Son of Man must die, as the scriptures declared long ago. But how terrible it will be for the one who betrays him. It would be far better for that man if he had never been born." As they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take it, for this is my body." And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice for many. I tell you the truth, I will not drink wine again until the day I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. All right, well, so from this, first of all, we have to take into context when this is taking place. So they're actually having the Last Supper during Passover. And it even says, on the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb, and the Passover lamb is Jesus, right? Is sacrificed, Jesus' disciples ask, "Where do you want us to go to prepare the Passover meal for you?" So this is Passover. So you go back to the Old Testament when Moses tells everybody to stay inside, and there are certain things that he asks them to do. You have to get a perfect lamb and sacrifice it, and you have to bake unleavened bread because it doesn't need to have yeast in it, because yeast is an equivalent to what they say is sin. So this is all about the sacrifice of the pure lamb, which is Jesus. Okay. Then this is also when he identifies that one of them is going to betray them, which is Judas. And he knows it. And even Judas, I think in Matthew, he says, you know, Jesus, is it me? And Jesus says, as you have said, or something like that. You know, you've said it. And so then Jesus breaks the bread, which is the broken body. And that goes back into Isaiah, which, you know, I told you the other day is becoming my favorite book. You know, for his body was broken for us, and he breaks the bread. You know, this stuff Jesus could not have planned all this out. There's no possible way. When he tells the disciples to go to this particular house, Jesus sends them with instructions. You know, there's a man carrying a pitcher of water. How is he supposed to know that there's a man carrying a pitcher of water? And of course, he finds the owner, and he says the words that Jesus tells him to do, and then they get the upper room. You know, this is amazing to me. Jesus could not have orchestrated all of this. All of this stuff could not have possibly fallen into place exactly as it went. You know, this is God. You know, this is all God. Anyway, so he breaks the bread, and he blesses the cup, gives thanks, and, you know, he says it's poured out for a sacrifice for many. His blood is being sacrificed, and we all know that. We always pray this. And then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives, which is where Jesus was praying. So, first of all, you know, he gives thanks for the food and the drink, and then they sing a praise hymn to God. So in all of this, Jesus is still praising. He knows what's coming up. He knows it's going to be the worst, horrific moment of his life. He knows all this stuff, and yet he's going through with it because he knows he has to be obedient. And that's just the example that Jesus sets for us. So the verse of the day today, I think, like I said, is going to be from John 13. And sorry, I didn't mean to sort of backtracking because I forgot to say it. I'm going to do John 13, 4 through 5. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet. Actually, no, I'm not going to do that one. I'm going to do the next. So, 6. Through 8. So I'm changing it. I'm changing it up. Okay, so we're going to do 6 through 8. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus says, "You don't understand, but someday you will." And he says, "No, you will never wash my feet." And Jesus says, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." I think that's our verse of the day. Jesus is saying, you know, you have to understand. I got to wash your feet. I got to be the example. And I have to do this so that you belong to me. You're part of me. All right. So that's the verse of the day. Sorry for being so confusing. I love this. This is like all about what we believe in. And I find this so amazing. And you know what? Here's that moment. If you like have thought maybe you want to, you know, give your life to Jesus, if you've wanted to say the prayer, you're wondering, you know, what's it all about? This is what it's all about. And so if you haven't made Jesus Lord of your life, if you haven't committed your heart to Jesus, this is your moment. I'm going to say a prayer. I hope you say it with me. This is your moment. And it's not about me. It's not about the prayer. It's about your heart and how you feel. And I hope and pray that this is your moment. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. Welcome into the family of Jesus Christ. You are adopted in. God picked you. He wanted you. He picks everybody. He wants everybody to come in. You know, it's just a matter of who's listening and who actually is obedient. So you were obedient. So I say write it in your book, your Bible, write it on a calendar. Remember this day forever. Make this a day of celebration. Join a church. Find a church. Find a pastor who can answer questions for you. And get involved with your church. You know, there's so many different ways. There's missions, ministry, volunteer work, so many different ways that you can use the talents and gifts that God has given you. Pray about it. Figure out what it is that you feel like you belong, because there's so many different ministries. There's, you know, kids ministries, senior ministry, young adults, high school, middle school. It goes on forever. Music ministry. There's tons. There's sometimes there's media. You know, if your church happens to have, you know, a media department. It could be anything. I don't know. IT. But get involved with your church. And if you did say the prayer of salvation today, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Lorraine at leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah at leapoffaithpodcast.org. We'd love to hear from you. It's an amazing life. So tomorrow, hopefully, we'll be able to, actually, we don't do this, we do this. I'm praying that this all works out, that Jeremiah and I can actually record tomorrow right before Easter and get back on track. So that's it for today. God bless you. Have a great day. Again, I don't know what day, what time, what year. It could be a year from now when you find this. I have no idea what the internet is. But I'm just glad that you're here today for this special Easter edition. God bless you.